Yeah.
Okay, this is P.S., and who are you?
I'm Cyrus.
Cyrus? Name?
Alex.
Alex and...
Jacob.
Jacob. How did you guys find out about the summer solstice in the park?
I found it in the newspaper, and then my mom said, yeah, let's go.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I saw it in the paper, too.
Yep.
You dragged me along.
You're an unwilling participant, right? That's what happened to me last year. I was an unwilling participant. Okay, the primary sponsor for this event is a website that's called The Goddess Effect. Two ladies that are entrepreneurs here in Greensboro. And since this is sponsored by The Goddess Effect, would each one of you, or whoever's willing, tell me who God is? Cyrus, you want to go first? Or whoever wants to go first?
Well, I guess that's kind of the question that everybody asks and is kind of looking for in life.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have my beliefs, but I'm afraid to say as far as fact and truth goes, I really don't know.
Yep, what do you believe? Just...
Well, I'm a Christian, personally.
Uh-huh.
I believe in the Christian God, but I know everyone has their own beliefs, and it's kind of something I've struggled with. I mean, how can you say that your religion is right and everyone else's is wrong, you know?
Yep.
But,
that's a struggle. I was just talking to a girl a second ago, and she didn't realize that Baha'i is the only faith that accepts any worldview except the truth claims of Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. And that was news to her.
So,
yep. How about you?
I don't really affiliate myself with anything. I call myself non-denominational, but there's already a denomination for that. So I can't really call myself that. I accept what everyone believes. I understand that God is kind of like the unanswered question, and that's kind of where the wonder lays.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of accept everyone for who they are, and just I think that the essence of God belongs to each person who decides to comprehend it. So.
Okay, good. And how about you? Since you're an unwilling participant, I'm not going to put any pressure on you. Thank you, though. Okay, so if I gave the three of you my Bible, and I said, you've got 1 minute to find the Ten Commandments, could you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
I'm not exactly sure.
I have an idea where they are.
It's in Exodus somewhere.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the
Exodus. Moses.
It's in Exodus somewhere, probably later along.
There's only one
midway through. I'm not exactly
sure. I'd say
towards
the end after they got out of Egypt.
Well, it's Exodus 20.
Okay.
Exodus chapter 20.
In the 20s, yeah.
Okay, well, you guys, I've only found three people tonight that even understand that the that God's law is in the Old Testament. So you guys have done quite well. Okay, so here's the last question.
All right.
If God proposes the Ten Commandments as law, and if you break those law, he calls that sin, and he judges sin, do you accept or reject that premise?
Yeah, I accept that. I can't remember how it goes exactly, but I know that the Ten Commandments are kind of the foundation of all the law that God has regarding sin. And you break it, it's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I know all sin is equal in the eyes of God, but you know, they're kind of sin is sin, you know. But, yeah, breaking it is like breaking a law in the regular world is a crime. Breaking one of God's laws is sin.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How about you? Do you accept or reject that premise?
I'll go with Cyrus on this one. I'll pretty much take what he said on that.
Uh-huh. Okay, how about you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, it's interesting. Most every answer that I've gotten here tonight is that people reject the truth of the Scriptures in Jesus' statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. They reject that as an exclusive truth. And it's interesting that most people here tonight would say that everybody holds their own truth. And then when I ask a question about can two people have a different opinion about the same thing at the same time in the same space and one of them be wrong, most of the people say no. So two people could hold two different views about the same thing at the same time in the same space, and it's not necessary that they're wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, Belief has no bearing on truth and actuality. Mm-hmm. I mean, an apple is red.
Yeah.
Whether you choose to believe that it's red or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go in, because one cannot prove that God exists. I mean, if you prove that God exists, that'd destroy the basis of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And there'd be no reason for faith, because everyone would be forced to believe that he exists. Mm-hmm. It'd become fact. But since I can't prove that God exists, I can say that I believe that he exists and that his laws are true and that he is the one way, but I can't press that on anyone as fact.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that that Jesus says that most people would say that if you can prove it to me so that I can see it or make a sign, that I would believe that. But Jesus says that this evil and adulterous generation will be given no sign. No sign whatsoever. So much for factual proof, right?
Yeah, we live in dark times.
Yep. Yep, good. Are all you guys from Greensboro?
Yep.
Yep. Well, I want to know, Cyrus, you've got no excuse at all not to know about Christianity. Because yeah. Cyrus is certainly a Bible name. Are your parents Christian?
Yeah, we're a Christian family. Mm-hmm. My dad's name is Cyrus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So, I've read about King Cyrus. Thankfully, he was one of the good kings. Better kings.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
If you want to hear this broadcast, there are two venues. We're going to put this out as a podcast at graceinthetriad.com. And we likely will do this, send this out to a guy on the West Coast that has an internet broadcast that's pretty interesting. It's called Unchained Radio. His name is Pastor Gene Cook. He's in San Diego. It's a great podcast. So, and if you guys want those links and forget them, I operate Diadem Jewelers at New Garden and Battleground.
Okay.
Right? So if you're curious, just run by the store or call me at the store. And if you give me about a week, we'll have everything compiled and you can listen.
Diadem Jewelers. Thank
yep,
you very much.
Diadem Jewelers.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks very much.
All right. I hope you tolerated it well tonight, huh?